10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning. This is Frederick Penny with Denise Dirks, Todd Cuden, our producer Cal Hunter, on the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, that is Radio Law Talk. We appreciate you being here. If you want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-DENISE.
855-529-7234.
Remember, we're only given general legal advice. Do not take what we say as serious. Go seek an attorney if you have a legal issue. We're here to have fun, entertain, and talk about some really fun, cool subjects today. Also, we're here for three hours. At the beginning of each hour, we're going to give you a case or no case that our producer, Cal Hunter, has for 7 years tried to stump us on these exceptional, great stories that may be a case or may not be a case. And if it is a case, we have to state what the outcome is. So there's been many a times on his throne, in the bathroom, in the studio, that he has made up some wonderful stories that were not cases. But maybe there's cases this time.
By the way, Fred, somebody stole my pad and paper from in there. I'm really disappointed about this.
Well, you can just use it, just, prick a little finger with blood.
Use a tissue. I could just use a toilet.
You could do whatever you want. You could use a recorder and record, you know, the stuff. And then that could be going on air if you want. We could do that. We're going to talk about an interesting thing that I wanted to talk about is vicious dogs. I want to discuss, and we do have a case about a vicious dog where something's happening to people. They're not, they're like,
bark.
If you've got a vicious dog that's going to attack people, and by the way, there's some dogs that kill people, many states, you're going to be prosecuted. So you better be careful, those of you who have those vicious dogs. And I know the Rottweiler and the Pit Bull people always attack me about this, but they are dangerous dogs. Oh, no, my dog's sweet and nice. Yeah, all it's got is take is one time. And here's the reason. The reason isn't necessarily that other dogs can be mean too, but they will let go. They don't have the locked jaws and the as powerful jaws as those dogs will, right? A pit bull's jaw will lock. And it's so hard to get them off the person. So anyway, someone was killed by dogs, and owners are being prosecuted, and we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss an Arizona 54-year married rancher, kind of clean as a whistle person, he and his wife. He's been arrested, handcuffed, and trying to be prosecuted for a murder. We're going to talk about that case probably extensively. We're going to talk about another Los Angeles murder that is very interesting. It's like, what? What's so big about a Los Angeles murder? And, you know, but this one is very interesting. And if you like hair and the beauty industry, it's going to be talking about a little bit. Yeah, the industry.
I'm sensing a theme of today's show. The theme of today's show, death.
Murder.
Murder.
Yes, murder.
Murder and beauty. And beauty talk. Beauty.
Murder and hairstyle. the two just go hand in hand.
Sometimes I've seen some hairstyles that looks like that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about George Carlin's estate lawsuit. There's an interesting thing, and we're going to get into AI. AI is just such a huge union, but the legal ramifications of AI. Then, in my opinion, the most interesting one of all 3 hours is I'm going to say this. I'm setting it up for you. The solar eclipse lawsuit. Again.
What?
Let me repeat that. The solar eclipse lawsuit. That's coming Monday in California time. Apparently, it's like 11:00
or something. the solar is not out at night. Just
give him the look.
Oh boy, did she just give you the look?
Yeah, stink eye.
I just, you know.
Well, Todd did point out the obvious. Sorry, Denise, but it was pretty obvious. Well, I'd like to know.
again, the theme of the day, murder.
And beauty.
Hey, Denise, are those skis yours? Both of them? What's that come from? That is Dumb and Dumber, remember? He's like, hey.
What are you saying there, Fred?
I just have a good time with you,
Denise.
Hey,
what do you know? Denise is telling me I'm number one.
That's exactly right.
With both hands.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
Nice. We got to get into the P. Diddy case coming up. Well, it's all, again, it is all allegations, just FYI. We're going to talk about the New York law that has put him in the situation he's in right now. And we're going to talk, we've brought it up before, about the one-year reprieve from bringing a lawsuit for sexual harassment, assault, or rape. And this has affected a number of individuals, and it is coming back to bite P. Diddy. Again, he is innocent, as of right now, innocent until proven guilty. So we're also going to talk about Trader Joe's being sued for what, and a judge talks about it. We're going to discuss that. We've got a lot of other cases we're going to talk about, but what a great day to talk about some interesting cases. And I know that sounds very kind of smug that we have to talk about murders, but it's, to us, it's very interesting how things, you know, lay out and the evidence and what happens in these different cases.
I mean, let's put it this way. 9 times out of 10, if you go to the movies or you watch a TV show, they aren't doing shows about the they're not doing shows about the copyright infringement.
Right.
It's not a copyright infringement mystery.
Yes.
It's not a petty theft. It's a murder mystery. That's
right.
What sells.
Right. That's exactly right. It does. Or 2020 or 60 minutes or, you know, 48 hours, those type of things. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to do a case or no case. Cal, don't tell us the case or no case. Just give us a little bit of a teaser about the case or no case.
This one goes back to the case of a man with a wandering eye. Who wandered too far and got his soon-to-be ex-wife and himself in a bit of a tussle, shall we say.
Ooh.
I'll leave it like that. Yeah.
A wandering eye?
A wandering eye.
Yes. Mm. Well,
you got two.
not like the kind on the lodge. I mean, a guy who liked to look at other, you know,
girls.
Other females, as it were.
Wow. Well, we're going to come back to that in a minute, but call it, don't forget, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, you can go to info@radiolawtalk.com and email us. But if you want to get us live and you don't have an affiliate close to you that's playing our show, in fact, call them up and tell them to, you can go to our www.radiolawtalk.com, and there's a live button you can click on live. And by the way, I can't believe, Cal, after the break, you did not turn our on-the-air sign. I don't know if we can do this.
What's wrong with
without
me?
Our on-the-air sign
I'll
on.
I'll fix it, Bob.
Because
I'll
all zero of the people in the studio right now need to know that we're on air. So when we come back, we're going to do a case or no case, go through all this stuff, and then we're going to have a fun time. So we'll see you after the break.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations all across the United States of America, border to border and coast to coast. We have much Radio Law Talk all 3 hours basically coming right up. To get it free, all you have to do is stay on this radio station or go to RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Commercial commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes come down daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One-Stop Tax Relief Shop.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements.
I must be the worst baseball scout in the whole world.
Alrighty then.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Back to the show. We were talking about something about a wandering eye is all I know for Case or No Case. What's the wandering eye about? Let's roll it.
Well, let me tell you like this.
Here now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Janae Cooper's husband, Larry, was an interesting man with a wandering eye. One fine day, Larry up and left Janae, ran away to another state, bought a home, and opened up credit cards. Then he began to default on those loans and credit cards, and guess who got the notices of default? You guessed it, Janae. She went to her divorce attorney, whom she did not have until just a couple of weeks after when the bills started piling up. She wanted to know if she could file a case against Larry for the defaults or if she owed the money to the lenders. The state was California. Larry ran away to Washington State. Question is, who is responsible for the defaults? Fred, let's start with you.
That's smart to start with me because Denise, whatever Denise says, I say, okay, ditto. So, Denise, the family law attorney, I know this comes up a lot. This is nothing unusual. This is standard procedure where a spouse takes off, they're still married, runs away, or they're separated or whatever, and just racks up bills. Or even while they're married, goes off without the other spouse knowing and racks up a bunch of bills. Generally speaking, my understanding is that spouse is going to be liable for those bills secondarily. Now, could she sue the husband? Now, the answer is you don't sue the husband. You file for divorce, and then the judge takes that into consideration when it comes down to how they're going to split the familial assets or the marital assets. So I'm going to say it's a case, Cal, and she wins, but I'm going to not say it probably settled out of court, but if it went through all the way to the end, I think the judge would apportion that to the husband, and that's all she wrote.
All right, Todd, what do you think about this? This seems like a rather sticky situation.
Well, I want to ask a clarifying question.
All right, go ahead.
Did you say that after he took off, after he got the Bruce Springsteen Hungry Heart, went out for a ride and never came back, that it was after that he opened up the credit cards and ran out of bills?
Correct. He ran to Washington, got a house on a land contract, opened up a credit card, and started piling up the bills. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't really know what the law is because Fred could be absolutely correct. I'm just going to answer from how I think it ought to be.
Fair enough.
Because how I think it ought to be is, hey, the minute he left, he manifested his intention to be separated, to be gone from her. He is gone. And then he opens up those credit cards, which means that's all his separate debt. And in fact, if he used an address that wasn't his, that's how she's getting the bill, and he's making claims. If he put her on unbeknownst to her, well, there's identity theft right there for crying out loud. So I'm going to say that it ought to be him that has to pay everything, and she ought to be able to get away with it scot-free, and it's a scenario and not a case.
Well, there you go. Denise, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, this isn't about a divorce, really. This is about the contract between the creditor and the debtor, the husband. And if it's true what Todd said, if he opened these credit cards in her name, then it's fraud. And all she has to do is do a fraud complaint and it goes away. They go after him. If he just signs for the credit himself, it's his separate debt. He's clearly left her and financially he's bought a house without her and he's, you know, done all this credit stuff without her. So that's kind of, at least in California, that shows physical and financial separation. And it also may indicate that he separated and gave her notice, you know, basically that he wants a divorce. So, but I just agree with Todd, damn it.
I'm number one.
It's not a case.
Okay, well.
It's a curse. I love Todd, the adjective before Todd's name is usually a curse word.
Or after.
It's somewhere in the sentence.
Okay. Yes. All right. Cal.
Well, I could give you the answer. In fact, I think I might.
No, we can't. Set
yeah,
up.
Okay. That's we're let's just do we're it. About at 2 minutes right now.
All
so
right, let's do it.
I'll give you an answer though. So who said it was the case?
Let's I did.
Well, congratulations,
yeah!
Fred.
Oh, Fred Pitty said it's the case.
Her lawyer advised her to immediately freeze her and as much as possible their credit cards, bank accounts. He said, go to those bank accounts if there's anything left and draw 50% out right now and take other precautionary steps so she won't get hammered. She did so, but still is trying to find a way to get Larry to agree that the new debt is his. They're working on that because apparently in Washington, credit is a joint thing, but in California, it's meant you can have your own individual credit.
Right.
So she's now fighting all of that mess out.
What a mess.
So,
yes,
that was a good one, Cal.
Was there a lawsuit filed?
There was a case filed against him, and it is as of yet unresolved. They're still battling
this. Yeah, I nailed it. I even said that.
You want to know something?
What?
If you had followed me, you would have lost.
I know, I'm winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah,
so.
That's all in the matter.
All right,
of
we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the San Antonio couple and this man that are allegedly protecting their property from drug smugglers carrying guns and 54 years of marriage and good old rancher farmer boy, and they're trying to throw him in prison.
Wow.
We're coming back.
That and more coming up right here next on Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations all around the country and, of course, at RadioLawTalk.com all the time. You can get our past shows and listen to them at no charge anytime you want. That's all at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo, but first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
Sit down, shut up, and listen.
Things have gotten out of hand with our friend again.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
I misspoke. It wasn't Arizona. I mean, it wasn't Texas. Arizona is what I was talking about, is this rancher in Arizona. First of all, a couple of things. Look, you own a ranch next door. Cal and I were talking about this before we started the show.
Yep.
You own a ranch next to the border of Mexico. Sell the ranch. But Cal came up with a good saying, and he told me, he goes, Fred, they probably can't sell it. And then what did I say? I said it was a good idea, Cal. sell it to the druggies. Sell it to the cartel. Cartel will buy it. Oh, we'll buy that ranch. But I don't think they're allowed to sell it. But anyway, here's a 54-year married couple that has this ranch right on the border. And they're in Nogales. Is that right on the border near Nogales, Mexico? And they apparently have had times people coming across their ranch, breaking into the United States and actual drug runners. So apparently this occurs on January 30th, 2023, just outside of Nogales, Arizona. Keno Springs, outside of Nogales, Arizona. And I've kind of been close to that area. I haven't been specifically in that area. And they're just their typical day. They see two individuals, the wife does, sees two individuals, Hispanic individuals, walking across their ranch, clearly coming from the border area, with backpacks and rifles. Now, these people are in their 70s/80s. I'm sure they're a little bit unnerved. And so the first thing they do is they call ICE. They call the Border Patrol saying, hey, we got a problem here. People are coming across the border. They're probably going, and here's Biden's phone number. Sorry. Give him a call. Anyway, so they come across. She's on the phone. She's not watching. The husband walks out with his rifle, which, by the way, she's now testifying, that's Wanda Kelly, is testifying that this has happened in the past, and what her husband's standard procedure is, he shoots in the air to scare them off. And he's been doing it for years. And apparently he, according to, of course, he's not testifying, so she's testifying, I never saw him shoot in the air, but I heard the shots, four or five shots maybe, and that was it. And we get ICE to come. We call the Border Patrol. They finally show up. They do a search of the area, and he does nothing. Nothing. It's like they're gone. All right. That's setting it up. So, well, I think it was that later that day.
Later that day.
That evening, he goes down to the barn to check on a horse. And what does he find but an individual lying there dead? And that individual, by the way, the bullet that went through him passed all the way through him and was gone. They've never found the bullet. Now, the defense argues the prosecutors were too aggressive and charged Mr. Kelly with first-degree murder. Then they lowered it to second-degree murder, and he is being, at this time, charged with second-degree murder. Now, take it from there, Todd.
Well, so a couple of things.
Or Denise, if you want a minute, but here's the prosecutor. Well,
So Wanda Kelly, interestingly enough, she is testifying as a witness for the prosecution. The prosecution has called her, which I thought was kind of interesting given the spousal privilege, but she can testify to percipient things, just not anything that George Kelly may or may not have said to her, but she can testify to his habit that he would always fire in the air.
Okay, stop right there, Todd. Let's talk about that you glossed over it, the husband-wife privilege. Apparently, she waived it, they're claiming, because she, talked about it or brought up a number of things during an interview or whatever, so therefore the courts held that the prosecutors can call her as a witness.
And honestly, I didn't see, like, I was a prosecutor and a defense attorney, and I didn't really see that her testimony, I didn't watch it, I've seen the recaps, I've read the synopsis of it. I think her testimony helps her husband more than it helps the prosecution. I'm a little shocked that they called her, but maybe there are some things that they had to call her for that they couldn't get in otherwise because of over hearsay objections. But I think that it's significant that he fires the shots. There's no evidence of him, of anybody hearing him fire that weapon at all after what she described as possible warning shots earlier in the day. And the thing that's significant is that the Border Patrol agents came out and searched the property and found nothing. And then, later on that evening, again, no reports that he fired any shots or anything later on, after the Border Patrol agents left, he goes out to check that horse. And I want to say that it's about 115 yards from the house.
Well, actually, that's what she testified to, but it was actually, they said it's 100 feet.
I think she was talking about how close the guys were right when they were walking.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about where the deceased was found.
You're right. Sorry to interrupt. That's right.
Was about 115 yards from the house. And I'm thinking, well, okay, if he got shot in the manner in which he got shot, he probably died pretty quickly. How is it that he got to that point and the officers, the Border Patrol agents, never found him? And he was there. That kind of speaks to him maybe being placed there. That's what the defense is going to argue. He was shot by somebody else, and he was placed there, and so that they could go ahead and essentially frame Alan Kelly for this murder.
Well, here's the interesting thing too: the key witness is a Honduras man from Honduras, who claims that he was with this individual when he was shot, admitted on the stand that, yes, he's a drug runner, quote, ready for this? But this time I wasn't running drugs. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
What were you doing, sir?
Yeah, what were you doing? Let's put the 54-year married sweet lady up on the stand that has been going through this, and let's put the drug runner Honduran person up there. Look, as a juror, that would be pretty rough for the prosecution. Are they going to believe this guy? That by the way, Tens says that specific day they weren't drug running, though. Come on. They had backpacks. They had rifles.
So.
Well, we don't know.
That's what she testified.
Actually, we don't know that the person that is the victim here had a gun because it says he was unarmed.
Okay, this is what she said, though. No, you're right. We don't know anything because it's all allegations.
Right.
She testified she saw both of them.
Two people. It doesn't mean
right.
It was the guy that got killed.
That's exactly right, which is even for the defense side, Denise, that could help.
Yeah.
She just saw two individuals with guns. You're right. It might not have been this person.
That's right.
But if he's testifying, this Honduras individual, that was the individual with him that was shot by this rancher, then that's what I question, right? But you're right, Denise. It could have been anything else.
At a minimum, we know that based on her testimony that there were other people on that property that were wielding guns.
That's true.
Okay. Right.
And the other thing, like what you were talking about, the spousal privilege, and that it appears that she waived it. She actually did talk about her husband after the Border Patrol people left, him saying, "Hey, be quiet. I just heard a shot." So that's a direct comment she hears from her husband, which would fall under the border the spousal privilege. So there had to be a waiver at that point.
Was that, Denise? That's what I'm a little confused about. Was that a second shot they heard? Okay, in other words,
yes, it was after the first.
After the one, the husband hears another shot. That's why he's thinking maybe that's what happened. They shot someone. There was a tussle, I guess.
That could have been when the victim was shot.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. And that's what I was trying to confuse that. That's the separate time later the husband heard another shot.
So we're coming up on our break, but when we come back, I want to go over the jury instructions for second-degree murder in Arizona. He's also charged with two counts of aggravated assault. And when you hear what the prosecution has to prove, and then the defense, the justification legally that's available to him, I think the prosecution, they have pretty tough uphill battle.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this.
Man, am I glad I'm not on that jury. I have a lot of questions, Your Honor. Anyway, good stuff on this situation in Arizona coming up on Radio Law Talk right here as the show continues. If you stay right there, we'll have more Radio Law Talk coming up after we break away. Thanks for listening, by the way. We appreciate you.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW. for law.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
What does that got to do with anything?
Everything.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info at radiolawtalk.com. .com.
All right, we're back. We're talking about the Arizona trial of Mr. Kelly, the rancher, Alan Kelly. His wife has been testifying. Testified this past week. But the interesting thing that we talked about during the break is if the individual that was shot was hit apparently in the chest, went through his heart, hit a main artery, threw some bone, where's the blood trail? He's not going to live very long. Where is the blood trail from where the supposed shot from the rancher occurred all the way to the scene of where they found him? There would be a long blood trail. And let me tell you, the investigators would have found it if that's the case.
So this was the medical examiner who did the autopsy testified to the following, that the victim, the bullet hit bones, went through a lung, and punctured the main artery to the heart. A single shot like that, given those injuries, the person is not going to live very long. And so either he got shot right where he was found, which begs the question why the Border Patrol agents didn't find him when they searched the property earlier in the day.
Right.
Or he was shot later at that spot, or shot and moved to that spot, which would explain why maybe there's no blood trail. Right?
Right.
But the fact is, the medical examiner also testified that based upon the evidence and the fact that they never recovered the bullet, it was a through-and-through wound, the medical examiner can't rule out that he might have been shot by a high-powered handgun. They have no ballistic evidence that ties these wounds back to
his gun.
The gun that Kelly had.
Right.
Right. They could rule out certain guns, like a musket or something like that.
Or a shotgun.
Yeah, that's going to blow up and stuff, but they can't tie I don't know. That's, for me, that's a huge failure of evidence for the prosecution.
Cal, don't forget, it's by preponderance of evidence. They just have to, is there any doubt? Absolutely, there's doubt.
Oh, reasonable doubt.
Beyond, not preponderance. I mean reasonable. Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
That's right.
They have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, every element. Now, on that note, here's what you have to prove for second-degree murder in the state of Arizona.
Okay.
That, one, the defendant intentionally caused the death of the decedent. Well, there's no evidence that that was intentionally done, but this is the alternative. That, or that the defendant caused the death of another person by conduct which the defendant knew would cause death or serious injury. Right now, the evidence is he fired warning shots in the air like he had always done. I don't see how you come away with the conclusion that he intended to, or that he engaged in action that he knew would cause death or serious injury. And by the way, on that second prong, it has to occur under circumstances manifesting an extreme indifference to human life. The only evidence is that he fired warning shots, which by its very description indicates that they weren't shots aimed at actually hitting somebody. They were warning shots to tell people to get away from his property.
And then you got the
self-defense
issue.
Well, except for that, the testimony is that that was his habitual, but that was not necessarily a testimony that that's what he did that day.
Well, nobody saw it.
Except that evidence of habit and custom is admissible in court to prove conduct on a certain day.
That's true.
And the
it could show that.
And the prosecution has nothing to rebut that's what he did, other than the fact that you got a guy with a bullet wound in him, but they can't tie beyond a reasonable doubt, in my opinion, that the bullet wound was caused by Kelly's gun.
And I think the best evidence is the Border Patrol showing up, walking around right where the house is, and they apparently, generally where they first saw those individuals were about 100 feet from the house, walking by when he shot in the air. Why they wouldn't have saw a blood trail is beyond me. These individuals are police officers, would have saw that. Cal, you have
a point. Drag marks, number one. Why no drag marks for the body if, in fact, or as you say, a crawl? Secondly, how can they prove that the caliber of weapon, if it blew up so badly in the body, it seems to me, without a clean entry wound, they couldn't establish this definitely was made by the caliber of weapon that he fired into the air. To me, that would be an easy one for a defense guy to bring up.
Well, here's the question. Is there doubt? I mean, yes.
Oh, man.
There's so much doubt here. He's out. He's done. He's out. He's not guilty. But again, this is a politically charged issue on both sides, and I'm telling you, I feel sorry for the rancher. I know that's a bad thing. I feel sorry for the person that died, no doubt, but the rancher's been dealing with this for years. He has to deal with this issue, and they're making him a bad person. I don't know. I just don't see it.
So the other issue that I see here goes back to the testimony of the Honduran witness.
There you go. That's right.
Because if you take the Honduran witness's testimony at face value, he claims he was standing next to the guy when he was shot by the rancher, but he had a lot of other inconsistencies. But one thing that he said that really stuck out was this. He testified that he and the deceased had crossed the fence and the border at the property, along with a group of other people, including a smuggler, the person that brings them into the country. And he said that once the warning shots were fired, that he and the deceased decided they wanted to go back and that they would try to enter the country legally later on.
What?
Now, I'm telling you right now that if that were true, there's at least one juror, I guarantee you, if not more, that are going, wait a second, you mean you proposed to tell the smuggler that was getting you into the country that you were going to turn back and do nothing? And I mean, that's something that'll get you shot by the smuggler. No, you are with us the entire way, buddy. You come with us, you're with us the entire way. If you back off, you know, that could be a decision that puts your life in your own hands. And I guarantee you the jury is thinking about that. But here's the thing. The defense doesn't have to prove innocence beyond a reasonable doubt. the prosecution has to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and there's just too much here that cuts against the prosecution's case.
Okay, two things. Number one, the Honduran individual. I drug smuggled in the past, but yes. Not this time. All right. Is that – come on. Put yourself in the jury pool. Figure that out.
Doesn't pass the smell test.
Second of all, we crossed – we decided once we heard the shots in the air or whatever, the shots, we're heading back.
Because we want to enter legally.
Stop right there. So if that's the case, I thought he already shot in the air and we didn't hit him. Why were they heading back?
No, he did it twice. He shot in the air twice.
Okay. All right. Okay. So there's that. Yeah. But the point
two
is...
two different times. But still, after he found the body, he also shot in the air.
Who did?
No.
Well, that's what his wife testified to.
After he found the body, he shot in the air. No.
Yes.
No. No. That must have been a typo. He did not do that to my knowledge. So the question is that's another question. And then, like Todd said, why, if you are a drug smuggler and you've admitted you've done it in the past, why would you tell a jury we're going to head back and come in legally? Come on. I mean, look, that doesn't pass the smell test either. So we got three or four inconsistencies there. And then you got the wife's testimony. So there's a lot of issues going on here that question whether or not this individual rancher, poor guy, 54 years married, is being prosecuted for this. And who knows what happened? But I think Cal brought it up, and I brought it up. I'm not going to keep, quote, beating a dead horse, but where's the blood trail? Where's the drag trail? Where's that from the scene? Because there's no way that guy's going to run that far, 100 yards, after being hit with a bullet the way it entered his body.
So there's probably some asking out there, well, okay, so if he's acquitted of the murder charge, can't they still get him for the aggravated assault? Because it's assault if you fight. It's assault if you just try to scare somebody. And in the state of Arizona, they have a justification of premises defense where you could use physical force or force like that as a way to protect your premises as long as you're not exceeding the force and the perceived threat of people coming in. Firing warning shots is fine.
Right, right. So, especially in the air if you're not shooting at them. All right, we'll be back hour two. We got more coming hour two. Hang on.
As you heard Fred say, much more Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on this local radio station and at RadioLawTalk.com. Wherever you're listening to us, we thank you and invite you to stay tuned. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.